Bonjour, hello, sanbonan. Welcome to another episode of the Africa Matters podcast. Now, we are really excited about season one. We've got a lineup of such incredible speakers. And today we have José Litako Belengo, who is from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And he'll be talking to us about African identity. What does it mean to be an African? What is an African? Now, listeners, a reminder about the Africa Matters podcast. If you're looking for a podcast that talks about the despair of the African continent, about how we've just got absolutely no hope, then this is not the podcast for you. But if you're looking for a podcast where you can be inspired by not only the words, but the action and the implementation and policy changes of young Africans and diaspora who are changing our narrative for the better, then this is the podcast for you. My name is Farai Mubayiwa, and I am the host of the Africa Matters podcast, season one. Now, for today's discussion, we'll be talking about African identity. And the reason this is such an important topic is because Africa's identity for the longest time was dictated by people who had no vested interest in the continent's improvement and no understanding of what our cultural systems, our traditions, and our ideologies were. And if we look at what exactly identity is, identity refers to what a person is or who a person is. Now, the major impact of colonialism in Africa is that it brought about the underdevelopment of African territories in numerous ways. And to this day, Africa is still heavily affected by colonization in our economy, in our territory, in our handling of mental health, in our standards of beauty, in our importance of the English language over all other languages, and also in the meaning of African identity itself. And Africa's identity was dictated by those, for the longest time, who just wanted to exploit and manipulate our identity for their gain. Fast forward a century later, our identity is still very traumatized. We're still grappling with what it means to be African. Although the legacies of colonization are not necessarily as stark as they were in the past, we still see that this view or this inferiority complex of African identity is still there. And today we want to unpack what does it mean to be an African and how can we as Africans have a larger voice on the global scale? Now, as we understand the context of African identity, I want to just tell you a bit about our speaker for today's podcast. We've got an incredible speaker, José Litako Belengo, who is from the DRC, and he is a Pan-Africanist, a philosopher, a writer, and the co-founder of GEMO, which is an organization for building rural communities who are social entrepreneurship orientated. So José Litako Belengo, welcome to the Africa Matters podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for hosting me. And I'm very happy to be part of this. And we hope we shall inspire before we leave the motherland. Yeah.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for accepting our invitation. We're excited to have you. So, José, can you just tell us a bit about yourself, what you do, what you are passionate about, and just who exactly José is?
Yeah, I'm someone who is very much passionate about good leadership, the leadership that implant values in people, the leadership that want to see people moving forward, the leadership that does not oppress, the kind of leadership that is accountable to the people, and also to see where people of integrity are being born in the country or in these systems where it becomes the result of that leadership, that kind of leadership. And I'm very passionate in that. And someone who is also much in love with the ideologies of our forefathers, like the Sankara, the Patrice Emery Lumumba, the Kwame Nkrumah, the Julius Malema, and to cite a few. And the current people who are standing out, like people who are moving this ideologies forward, like the Professor Pierre Lumumba and the people like the Julius Malema. Is actually someone I really want. I love his spirit because he is someone who sees the noble cause for the fight for this common good and the common land. And beyond that, I'm also much in love with the building communities, building other people, and seeing how we can help each other have a place where we can express ourselves and bring our talents together. And that is why the organization we have, Group GEMO, is mainly, it's called the youth who are the role models, but in French it is jeune model, the youth who are the role models to others. So what we do mainly is we get kind of workshops, we talk to the youth, we tell them about the importance of liberating their minds and also why we should be focused on building our small communities, seeing by the grace of God that we can move forward and build a bigger community, which is Congo and also Africa. And secondly, trying to see those who want to study but they can't have access to this education. We help through our little ways to see that two or three or five go to school and get the education they desire. And those who don't want to follow this formal education, they want to do some kind of polytechnic school education, that we help them develop their skills and we try to identify them and see or not to move. And also supporting those families that want to do agriculture but they are so vulnerable and they can't manage. So we go to that and we are doing it slowly, slowly, not asking for any foreign aid, but discovering that we actually have the potential to do that and doing our own contributions in the level of a community. And it's really working. Basically, that's what I do. And now I'm here also studying in Kenya. Yeah. This is my second year in Kenya. Yeah, I'm studying here after finishing my studies in Uganda.
Sure. That is really, really fantastic. And I mean, just as you speak with so much passion for the work that you do. And I really liked what you mentioned about, you know, you've been able to create a sustainable organization that is making amazing impact without foreign aid. Why is it important for you and the organization GEMO not to rely on foreign aid?
Yeah, that's a really very beautiful question. You see, foreign aid, to me, the way I view it, it's like the upkeep we get from parents when we are going to school, you know? When we are in school, the parents send us the upkeep, and that money is not really sustainable. It doesn't make someone self-sufficient. It's just because you have to be supported, you are still a kid, and in that level, you have to be helped. But for me, I realized that if we depend on the foreign aid, we may get people who even bring their own ideologies to our organization, and we may have to compromise because we need money, we need people to come to help, we need people to fund, and at the end, we have to compromise some of our values. And yet, for me, I really stand for seeing people to realize that they can become a solution to their own problems. Like, if, like what we started, I tried to show to the people whom we started the organization that if we come with the mind of let us wait for these people to send us money and we apply for these programs, which are very beautiful, they are doing well, some people are doing better and even great things. But for me, so that really doesn't help us to realize that without depending, we can actually be a solution to our own problems. And they tried to work with me with the idea. And when it started up to now, they have realized that actually we can be a solution to our own problems. We can be a solution to our own problems. If a kid wants to go to school and as a community we decide to help that kid study, actually at the end, it is actually we are proud of the fruit that we have we have ourselves produced. And that's actually what we are really concerned about, because if we can depend on these people to send, when are we going to grow? When are we going to take a responsibility? So actually, I am not saying people who are taking the foreign aid are not doing well, but I think what we have to do is to realize our own potentials, to realize that we can actually be a solution to our own problems. Why shouldn't we also have some, because I believe in my own country, there are very rich people, but will they be willing to give the money to help the communities which they are coming from? Because we see people getting, they get into big offices and they leave the villages they came from and they go. The houses they have been living there since their childhood are falling apart, but no one is thinking to come back and repair, because what they know is once you get up there, you are upgraded to a certain kind of life, and these people who are left there just, you know, for your use of next time when you need them. So we are trying also to show people that actually it's not about the higher you go, the more you separate yourself from the community, but actually it is a way of helping you to come back to the community and help more people get along with you so that you can all become a solution to these problems surrounding us. I believe problems will always be there, but we have to see a generation that is its solution to its own problems.
Sure, absolutely. And I think everything that you have shared is just so profound. I love the idea that, you know, we have to be solutions to our own problems. And I think what comes through in what you've said is just how deeply rooted you are in African identity, how you believe that as Africans, we can solve our own issues, we can grow our own economies. And I think that leads me to ask you, what is an African?
Wow, that's a really beautiful question. You see, I usually love what Kwame Nkrumah said, that I am not an African because I was born in Africa, but I am an African because Africa was born in me.
Absolutely.
Because we have so many people who have been born in Africa who are black, but also we should also be very careful about trying to know as an African. Being an African doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be black, because I believe our brothers from Tunisia, Egypt, Algeria, those countries, they are not, many of them are not black. Some can be red, some can be white, if in quotes. So, but being an African to me is someone who has allowed the African values, those values that are of a community-centered values, the values of that our forefathers tried to implant on us. The person who cherished those values, the person who has so much passion about seeing an Africa that is mature enough to become a solution to African problems. A person who wants to see the African people being so proud of being African. People who are so proud about their own activities. People who are so proud about whatever is happening in Africa. And actually, for me, that's what I think really being an African, the person who has allowed Africa to be born in him or her. And that is really someone who is an African. Of course, you can change nationality. You become a Kenyan, you become a South African, a Congolese. But at the end, if you have changed nationality and you haven't allowed yourself to have those values and to carry on with the culture that is there, actually you are still like someone who has come for business. But I believe being an African has been a very big question coming from the philosophical thoughts of many people, starting with Mbiti, the Polo Utonji and so on. But I believe what Mbiti said about I am because we are is very profound about being an African.
Sure. You have said some incredible words, and I think we can definitely quote you, and we should quote you. You've said to us that African is someone who cherishes African community-centered values. And that's so important, someone that sees the potential of Africa. Now, with that, you know, we look at the potential of Africa, but we also look at African identity. Now, why is African identity important?
Yes, the African identity should and must always remain very important to the Africans. Why? Because what they say, a person without identity is not a full human being. Because once you don't have an identity, you don't know who you are. Because there is one big question I've learned in philosophy is asking, who am I? And trying to discover the basic or the ultimate goal for everything or the ultimate purpose for everything. Now, to try to discover the ultimate purpose of everything, to know who you are, you have first of all to come to realize, to know that culture that you belong, that part of, I know in the Western community, they will say, I think because I think therefore I am, and which is taken from the René Descartes' Cogito Ergo Sum. And from that, they say the person who discovers himself or herself in this cogito discovers that he or she does not exist alone, exists with other people, and the others exist as a condition to his or her own existence. But the African identity, actually, I think, goes beyond that, goes beyond the I think, therefore I am, because that carries a kind of subjectivity. But in the side of the African identity, it is actually about discovering that comes with the music, the language, the culture, the customs we have, and our dressing code, our way we look at the reality. And that is really very important because we have been given a kind of identity and a system that has tried to enslave us. Like we have got the media, our media usually has got entrapped to a sort of a programming of the standard of aesthetics, that what we should consider beautiful and what we shouldn't consider beautiful. And we have got the governments who are focusing very much on promoting these ideologies and systems that aren't really helping people to be rooted, to love their culture, to love their situations, to love their customs, and to go deep into who they are. So with that, I see that if we discover who we are, we understand our culture, we become proud of our own products. I mean, in the system of music, in the system of the dress code, in the system of the hairstyles, in the way of the way we look at beauty, all this will help us to a kind of decolonize our mind. Because I have realized that there is a kind of a distortion on the way we are trying to look at the reality. Usually, the media is full of fantasies to try to show you the standards of beauty, but trying to also make the other people who want really to be African, but modernized, to make them look like they are inferior to that standard of whatever. And you will see now music videos, what they portray to us. It's all nonsense, what they portray to us. And with some small group of artists who are really trying their best to push this agenda forward of African identity. Because I know once we know who we are and we become proud of who we are, then we are going to realize our potentials. And with that, we are going to bring the change that we really desire. Because I believe we all desire to see an African that is so mature enough to be a solution to its own problems, an African that its youth have got a critical mind to question and to understand whatever they are believing in or whatever they are being taught or whatever they are seeing in the media, and to try to stand on the ground to know that actually these are the values holding me, and I'm different, and I should be proud of my differences, but we are all united as human beings, but I'm different, and I should cherish that. And that is really very important for me. And concerning the African identity, and I think that's why the African identity is very important to the young people, to us people coming up, to the people going to schools these times. Now you get enslaved around the four walls and they indoctrinate you with all sorts of ideas, which sometimes when you get out of the school and you get confused of what really is happening, you see the reality out and the things taught in classrooms are just all nonsense, and it's a kind of that this becomes a shame to the forefathers who have been there fighting for the noble cause to see that Africa really is happy and at the end proud of their own origins.
Sure. So I must say, as you speak, I mean, something that really, really caught me about what you said is that a person without identity is not a full human being. And that once we know who we are, we realize our potential as Africans. And when you and I started this conversation, you were explaining to me what your name means, what Litako means. Can you just re-explain that? Because the passion with which you speak just shows the importance of one knowing their identity, knowing their roots, being proud of that, and then building a better Africa. So can you tell us what your name means?
Yeah, sure. My name means Litako. Litako means the battlefield. And the battlefield, there are warriors. I mean, people who come there to fight, what we call sometimes the guerrier, the Bantu who have been so much involved in the fighting and so on. And they weren't just fighting for aimless purpose. No, they fight for a noble purpose. Maybe if someone wants to invade their village, they have to go forward, not to fight in the village. They move forward and they go there, they fight. And those fighters, that area where they have been fighting is named Litako, meaning this is the place they have been fighting. It is a battlefield. And that place carries with it history. And that is actually my name. I'm Litako, meaning a place where we fight. And being a place where we fight, it's about trying to protect the community and moving out to fight for that community, which means that as a leader, you have to step out of your comfort. You have to step out of whatever you see that is going to affect the community and confront that. And once you confront that, the community is saved. And because someone leading, as to lead is to be in front, which means you have to set a standard. And that's actually what Litako means. And anyone carrying that name like Litako means that the person is a leader that is his sole purpose is to support the community and protect the community. And with protecting the community, you build them, you carry them forward, and you want them to flourish. Yeah.
Sure. That is wonderful. That is really, really, it's so bold. And like I said, the passion with which you are able to speak about identity and Africanism. And in fact, so many of the questions that I was going to ask you, you've spoken about them already. So Jose, Litako, Belengo, I really, really, really appreciate your time. I really appreciate your passion. And just before we go, where can one find you? If one wants to learn more about the work you do, if they want to connect from you and learn from you, where can they find you?
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate this time you have shared, and I wish we could share it many times and with many more things affecting us, and see how we can build the Africa we want to see. I'm on social media platforms. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. On Facebook, the name is Belengo. When you go there, Belengo Nixon, and that's the name. Then on Facebook, on Twitter, you find Jose Litako. But on Facebook, my name was Litako Belengo. But because of some of the things we were sharing, some people tried to attack me, so I had to change my name. But I will return my name to Litako Belengo on Facebook. But now it is Belengo on Facebook. And my email, I think it's there. And the phone number is +254 71 33 75 014. So our organization is based in the capital city, Kinshasa in Congo, and Mbandaka, then Buende, our hometown. And there is actually a big team, because we try to involve all the people coming from that region to be involved to this change we are trying to make. And I'm happy that many of them really are responding positively to it. And I appreciate that. And I see that it's actually a kind of a hope that they are actually willing to be the change to these issues happening. And I really appreciate that. So that's actually what we do. And I appreciate this time you have shared. Thank you very much. Wishing to have you next time.
That was awesome. Thank you so much. We now know how to contact you. Jose, you have shared so much incredible insight. I mean, we were having this discussion about African identity, and we started the conversation by contextualizing that for the longest time, our identity has been dictated by those that really had no interest in Africa. And today where we find ourselves is that we have to claim our African identity. And we defined an African as someone who cherishes African community-centered values. An African is someone who sees the potential of Africa, a voice, someone who is proud of being an African. And I think we can end this with something so profound you said, which is, once we know who we are as Africans, that's when we can realize our potential. Once we know who we are as Africans, that's when we can realize our potential. Thank you so much for all of our listeners for joining us today as we discussed African identity, and Jose shared incredible insight about what it means to be an African and what in our current system has to change for us to truly embrace our African identity and our potential. We hope that you are able to follow us and subscribe to our podcast on Apple, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on Sasai, and any other podcast platform. We are there. A big thank you to the Africa Matters team. A big thank you to the Engage Podcast Network. And the biggest thank you to Jose for giving us your time today.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate this time you have shared. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Jose. Yeah. All right. That was fantastic. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that.
Sure. Anytime. We shall walk and see the motherland moving forward.